Hey, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of College Basketball. This is part four of Christianese Confessions. You ever notice how Christians are fluent in code language? Not tongues, not French immersion, not even Shakespearean Bible talk. I mean the code words we toss into conversation to soften what we're really saying, or to make something messy sound holy. Every subculture has its slang. Hockey players have it, teenagers have it. Even Canadians as a whole have it. We say sorry when someone else bumps into us. We say A when we're not sure what we mean. And we apologize for existing at least three times a day. That's Canadian code. But church people, we've got our own dialect. And one of the most polished pieces of it is the phrase, I'll pray for you. Now, if you're from the southern U.S., you've probably heard the infamous bless their heart. That's their Christianese shorthand for gossip with a side of grace. It sounds sweet, but it's usually covering up something critical. Up here in Canada, though, we don't really say bless their heart. It feels foreign in our mouths, like we're trying on something else, someone else's accent. But we've got our own spin, and it usually comes out as, I'll pray for you. Think about it. You're in the church foyer, someone leans in, lowers their voice, and says, did you hear about so-and-so? I'll be praying for them. On the surface, it sounds compassionate. It's got that holy ring to it. But underneath, it's often just a sanctified way of sharing someone else's business. The phrase becomes a kind of spiritual gossip past, like, don't judge me for telling you this. I wrapped it up in prayer. And that's why this phrase is such a big deal. Because prayer is supposed to be sacred. It's supposed to be our direct line to God, the most powerful, intimate connection we have. But when we use it as camouflage for commentary, we strip it of its weight. It becomes Christianese instead of Christianity. Let's be real. How many times have you actually prayed for the person you said you'd pray for? Like, really prayed, not just muttered their name in passing while half asleep. Lord, be with that person, you know, the one. If we're honest, a lot of the time, I'll pray for you is a polite way to end the conversation without committing to action. Sometimes it's compassion fatigue, sometimes it's laziness, and sometimes, yes. It's just gossip wearing a choir robe. Here's what makes this phrase tricky in Canada. We're already polite. We already avoid confrontation. We already default to softness. So, when you add Christianese into the mix, you end up with whole conversations that sound spiritual but go absolutely nowhere. I'll pray for you replaces. I'll actually show up for you. I'll pray for you becomes code for good luck with that. Don't call me after 9 p.m. But here's the thing. Prayer is powerful when we actually mean it. When someone says, I'll pray for you, and they go home, hit their knees, and genuinely lift that person before God. That's beautiful. That's biblical. That's transformative. But when we say to fill silence or cover gossip, we're not blessing anyone's heart, Canadian or otherwise. We're cheapening the very thing that connects us to God. It's like telling someone, I'll bring you soup when you're sick, and then never showing up with soup. The words sound nice, but the lack of action leaves the person just as. Prayer isn't supposed to be a slogan. It's supposed to be a life. And if we're going to say we'll pray, we should mean it. Otherwise, it's better to be honest and say, I don't know what to say right now. Or, I hope things get better for you. Instead of dangling false promises of prayers that never happen. And then there's the darker side of it. The times when I pray for you is weaponized. You know those moments. Someone disagrees with you, and instead of having a real conversation, they ended with, "Well, I'll pray for you." Translation, you're wrong, I'm right, and I'm going to seek God on you until you repent. That's not prayer. That's passive-aggressive spiritual warfare, and it leaves the other person feeling judged instead of loved. So here's my confession. I've said, I pray for you, plenty of times when I didn't. Sometimes because I forgot. Sometimes because I didn't want to. Sometimes because I was just trying to exit the conversation gracefully. But the more I grow in faith, the more I realize how hollow that phrase becomes if it's not backed by action. God's not impressed by my Christianese. He's not tallying up how many promises to pray I made. He's looking at whether I actually prayed. And maybe that's the heart of it. Christianese phrases like, bless their heart, or I'll pray for you, expose how easy it is to substitute sounding holy for being holy. They let us check the box of compassion without actually doing the work of compassion. But that's not what Jesus called us to. He didn't say, they'll know you're my disciples by your catchphrases. He said, they'll know you're my disciples by your love. And love requires more than words. So maybe the challenge is this. If you say you'll pray, actually do it. Don't wait until later when you might forget. Pray right there. Send the text. Speak the words out loud, even if it's awkward. And maybe sometimes, instead of saying, I'll pray for you, we need to say, can I pray with you right now? Because that shifts it from promise to practice, from code language to connection. At the end of the day, Christianese might make us sound spiritual, but it doesn't make us faithful. God's not impressed with how fluent we are in church. He's after our hearts, and if our words don't line up with what's really going on in there, we're just speaking in empty phrases. So here's the Canadian translation of bless their heart. I'll pray for you. And here's the confession. It's time to meet it. Because when we do, prayer stops being a punchline and starts being the power it was always meant to be. And that wraps up episode 4 of Christianese Confessions. Whether it's bless their heart down south or I'll pray for you up here in Canada, the point is the same. Sometimes our holy sounding words are just a light cover up for gossip, avoidance, or judgment. But prayer is too powerful to be reduced to cliche. It's not meant to be a conversation builder. It's meant to be a lifeline. If this episode made you laugh or cringe or maybe even feel a little convicted, then share it with a friend. Drop your own Christianese confession in the comments. And make sure you're following so you don't miss what's coming up next in the series. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter at katherineshaper.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for walking this messy journey of faith with me. And until next time, may your I'll pray for you actually be prayer. And not just play Canadian code for gossip.